Welcome to the Diary 101 podcast. I am your host, Aka Kandelo Kandepwe, also known as Aka. This is so cool because the person who's a guest today is going to comment on that intro. She's going to go like, so it's actually true. You actually do that on your podcast. And I actually listened in real time. But overall, guys, we're back. We're back. And this is our first episode. Maybe our very first or second episode after our break. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to have somebody special. I know I say this all the time, but most people are special because of the experiences we had together. And yeah, so she knows a little bit about me as I know about her. And we're on this journey of building a community in our circle, which is going to be an interesting second. We're going to talk about it pretty soon. But yeah, guys, thank you for joining us. And today's guest is somebody special to me, and her name is Sanjana. Hi, Sanjana.
Hi, Aka.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. I'm happy we are able to do this.
Same here. We met some days back in South Africa, and here I am now back in Mauritius. Not at the beach at the moment, I'm in the office.
Me too. I'm somewhere locked up in my room trying to record this. But yeah, we were in South Africa. And a few days ago, I was asking everybody. So everybody means everybody in our class, which is the business track, aka the Range Rover crew. And I was like, guys, what's the funniest thing I can say to somebody? And I was like, oh yeah, my name is Aka Kandela, also known as Aka. And I'm like, I say that on my podcast all the
time. I can hear it now live.
It's the coolest thing ever. But bringing you back to South Africa, Yali, we were part of the Young African Leaders Initiative, the regional cohort in South Africa under the business track. Still think it's the coolest track ever, but because we're entrepreneurs, how was that experience for you?
Well, for me, it was a really brilliant experience. First of all, because I'm in Mauritius, an island, which is part of the African continent, of course, but we are quite, let's say, because of the distance, we are not really in, it's not every day that we interact with people from the mainland, from African mainland. And for me, especially coming from Mauritius and meeting all these people, these young leaders over there, hearing about your project, your business ideas, challenges. It's really let's say an eye-opening experience for me. Well, Aka, we met over there. It's a wonderful experience going through these 3 weeks together with you guys, not only business-wise or in classroom, but also as a chance to understand the culture, meet you people there coming from different backgrounds, different universities, different academic background, professional background, challenges in your countries. Yeah, it was, like I say, it was mind-blowing.
That's so true. I want to talk about something that I think after we had that conversation, we connected. And this is out of the blues. We talked about strategy. I think, I don't know where we're from. We had a long trip back to campus. And we were talking about how marriage is a strategic placement. I know, it's not the most random thing. But ever since you and I talked about that, we're always together. We're like, let's go take pictures. Sanjana, let's do this. Because we're like...
So that's true.
A managing director somewhere at Ox Digital. And
Oxygen, yeah.
Oxygen Digital, sorry. And then We on that bus, we're all talking about how marriage is a strategic placement, and you mentioned a few things that you did right before getting married, a few things you're like thinking, and I'm like, the guys were saying no, of course, to say no, it's about love, and I'm like, no, it's about strategy. So tell me, we're diving into strategy, but you can also just highlight one of your favorite moments and conversations you had with the Yali gang, and yeah, then we can talk about what type of strategies you put in place into your business.
Yes, let me start by talking about Oxygen. So, I'm actually the CEO of Oxygen Digital Agency in Mauritius. And at Oxygen, we help businesses and brands grow by using digital marketing. This includes creating ads, managing social media platforms, improving websites, analyzing data to see what works best. And here, my job is really to lead our team and make sure we're always doing the best for our clients. So, since my main job is to do make sure that we are delivering what the client asks for, strategy plays a major role here. When I talk about strategy, it's about everything regarding the client's business objectives, the mission and vision of the company, from which the client is working for. It could be about the financial budget, let's say, the goals he want to achieve in the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 10 years from now. So for me, that's the part of strategy. Because sometimes when you work in a company, you are so much in everyday life in that company. You are really passionate about the company that sometimes you might not relate your day-to-day activity to your business objectives. So that's our focus on digital strategy, the way we help businesses grow online. Coming to the Yali part, so the classes was really awesome in terms of since I'm already handling the agency here. It's been 3 years since I created this agency. And just before that, just to for you to have a better idea, I work in a corporate. I work in the corporate world for around 9 years. And over there, I got a chance to work on multiple online strategies for brands being handled by that corporate company. So, taking all these, I came and launched Oxygen. And the Yali classes has helped me indeed a lot in terms of refreshing what have I done, what steps did I miss when creating the agency, and also in terms of clients' project. Today, when we are talking, when clients come to us with a issue, with a problem, our aim is, of course, to find the best solution out. And the best solution does not come like an instant idea. You know it well, Aka. We, of course, need to create, to work on a strategy, online business strategy alongside the client. So our role is to hold the client's hand to embark him on the digital strategy journey so that we can start the implementation phase.
That's interesting. That's a lot. I know before this, you're talking to a client and it overlaps into our time. And I know how client conversation goes because I work with clients on my end as well. And I'm starting to say, oh, there's so many things we learned at Yali that I'm putting on hold before implementing. Because our facilitator, Radishava, said you kind of have to pick one thing, just the one thing you want to do for the next few months before you got the next step. And I'm thinking, it's great that you've been doing it for 3 years. You're becoming a master at HR in the process. And because of that, Yali was just able to broaden your spectrum on everything. So you are a leader in the digital space, right? How cool is that? I had to read about you. I like this episode. I'm going to be recording in the next few days because I've intentionally been reading about my guests and learning more and getting more interested in what you do. And I'm like, you're a leader in the digital space, and I got to hang out with you. And that's the thing about hanging out with people. You actually don't think about them in that way till you read about them on social media and you're like, ah, for real? I didn't know about that about Sanjana. Yeah? Like, that's so cool. So there's this new terminology coming on board, and it's called digital leadership. And the funny thing is, before our meeting, I was using chat, and it has new features. I was like, "Well, it keeps growing every single day. That's a lot." And the rate at which technology is evolving is pretty high that even us, as we are all building technological companies, we can't outgrow it. So, what's your thought on that?
Well, you spoke about the digital leadership. So yeah, for me, there was traditional leadership that we all know about, we learn in schools. We know what is leadership, how to guide your team, how to project your team vision and mission and represent your company when it comes in the outside world. Today, all brands, all companies are present on digital. So digital leadership for me, it's all about guiding your business to succeed online. It's not only restricted to persons, to people working in the digital marketing field. It's important because the world today is more digital than ever before. For example, when it comes to AI, you have just mentioned in terms of all the technology that is coming up, all the new functionalities, the AI chat that you have just tested. Everything is moving really quickly. If businesses and people handling these businesses don't use digital platforms well, they will fall behind. Digital leadership helps everybody, be it the brand or the people working in the company. Digital leaderships help them connect with customers, try out new ideas, and grow in ways that long before the AI before the AI trends came up, these ideas were not possible before. I mean, in terms of testing them out, seeing the data, having all the information, the instant conversation, the instant reaction that you can get, it was not possible. So today, digital leadership is a must for all brands who want to succeed online.
There's something you've said that just sparked something in me, is there's instant gratification and delayed gratification. With the way, technology is moving, it's giving a lot of people instant gratification. And that's not a good thing, right? Because the next generation, my generation included, which is like the Gen Z generation, we think life is easy because we can get what we want in that moment. So I'd just like to take you back to think, what is the backside of how fast technology is moving?
So when we talk about technology today, especially if you want to drive innovation and growth through digital technologies, if you don't encourage your team to be creative and try out new things, you won't be able to stay up to date with the trends and keep your, let's say, all your things about your business fresh. I think working out with other companies, collaboration, and so on, and listening to feedback is really important. I mean, if you are listening to feedback, you need to be flexible and open to change as well. Today, feedback is out there everywhere on digital platforms. So you need to be really flexible and open to change. Or if you are a digital leader, if you have like, you know your point, you can put it on the table and challenge all the statistics or anything. This will help, of course, your business to grow and innovate. And something else that's really important in your when you are using digital platforms and using data and so on. I mean, when you are using data, it means that you are asking the right questions and understanding the answers as well. Digital leaders, for me, should make use of tools that will help them to collect and analyze information about potential customers, existing market trends. And with all these insights, you can easily make smart decisions and guide your team or your business through all these upcoming with all through all these changes successfully.
You're totally right. If your company can't keep up with the latest trends, it's not sustainable for you. You run out of business because everybody will be doing it better, faster than you. I have a quick question. What's your favorite tool that you use every single day? Like, what are your favorite tools that you use to just make your life a little bit easier?
If you're talking about tools, well, there are so many tools out there that I use every day. And well, I will take, for example, platforms as well, as a digital tool. Today, I can say that my everyday tool, my first one is Trello. Because I organize all my calendars right there. So even internal tasks, client management, personal tasks, everything about, suppose if I read something, I came across something, I just gather all my ideas over there. So I use Trello to make sure that I'm tracking everything. And secondly, I will say in terms of social media or online platforms, one of them that I use every day is LinkedIn. Because if you are, well, I'm from the business business world, of course, so I need to keep an eye on what's happening on the market. I mean, even locally or internationally. So LinkedIn for me, by following hashtags over there, is one of my favorite ones. And also, I get to interact directly with people posting out there, asking them questions or sending messages regarding the posts they have published. Or even to stay updated about what's happening around. Suppose it's regarding, let's say, fashion industry, it's easier there to follow all the trends and publishing the happenings around the world over there. And well, I'm taking that as a bonus point. It's a third one. It's about I can't get enough of TikTok. Because of the algorithm over there, I just love it in
For
terms
real?
of
I can't navigate TikTok.
sorry?
I can't navigate TikTok. Like, it's the hardest app for me to use.
No, for me, it's like the video I have over there, even in terms of saved content, so I get to like see the types of content people are pushing, whether it is in terms of industry I follow or it's for the clients. I need to be aware about the trends happening. And TikTok is Everybody's on TikTok right now. I mean, even if you don't have an account on it, you are using it, so your data is there. And the amount of I have tried some videos and posted over there. The amount of reach that you get, the amount of reactions, instant comments as well that you get, it's really like I haven't seen any platform yet like TikTok. The engagement over there is really high, and I think it has a huge potential when it comes to digital. I mean, in terms of any business today, I think can be on TikTok. There's no limit for the platform. For other platforms, you might like think if should my brand be there? Should it be on Facebook? Should it be on LinkedIn? But for me, TikTok, it's for everybody.
That's so interesting. I have a limited number of willpower I'm willing to give to social media in a day. And surprisingly, it might look like I'm always online, but I'm actually strategically online. I know I have so much content I'd actually put on TikTok, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. Like, I have my like Facebook is a non-starter for me, but and TikTok is just like, you guys are doing the most. But you're right, like every business should have an account on TikTok, because the amount of reach, even when you're just new on the platform, is so huge compared to Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Like, on the other platforms, you really have to try so hard. Like LinkedIn, you have to give a whole speech. Instagram, you really have to look like you're a rich actress in New York with $500 million in her account. Oh, my friend said that to me. Yeah, because you guys said that to me, and I'm like, oh, it's interesting. So yeah, I like how that's going, and it takes us back to digital leadership and how you see the world. Because I learned about leadership, right? We learned about leadership in South Africa. I don't think I heard anything about digital leadership. So I did like a lot of read up on it, and from this conversation, it's a conversation we need to start having in our businesses, business communities, and just people around us, because it's something that's really growing, and a lot of business owners. I also have to navigate digital leadership, even if I'm a marketing agency or not, right? So, what's your advice to leaders concerning digital leadership?
For me, digital leadership, it's about using the online platforms to engage with your customers directly. Today, no customer want to be like contacted, let's say filling in a contact form today, receiving an email tomorrow, and then after 1 week, maybe receiving a reply. So it's like a long client journey. It's better to be there to represent your company and to deal with the customers directly. Social media, for instance, allows businesses to interact. I mean, whether it is businesses or yourself representing your company, it allows you to interact directly with your audience, address their concerns, and building strong relationship with them instantly. Coming to the innovation part, staying ahead of all the digital trends and technologies, they help you to showcase yourself and your business. To innovate continuously. Leaders, for example, I mean, leaders, a person can embrace new tools and strategy easily, offering unique solutions that will set their businesses apart. Being present on digital help leaders as well to stay informed about to make, let's say, to make informed decisions based on data. You have the tools right there on the platforms. For example, LinkedIn gives you the reach and the impressions and the number of clicks. And you have CRM systems that can provide valuable information about your audience behavior and all the trends. So once you have all these, it's easier for your company and yourself to improve the efficiency when it comes to adopting digital tools and streamlining operations. So being present on digital platforms helps leaders to break the geographical barriers, allowing the company and your brand to reach a more global audience.
I like that. I like that you're breaking down to how we can't conduct business how it was conducted 5 years ago, even just 2 years ago, because of how the world is evolving and fast forwarding. And it also trickles down to this. You've been running a business for 3 years, right? You're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner now, and you're a woman. I know. It doesn't take away anything. I know every time I'm saying stuff to you, it reminds me of South Africa because there's so many things we said in South Africa on how we just conduct stuff. And it takes me back to how does it feel to be a woman in the business world, the technological space, where isn't well known for women. I know a lot of women are now in the te technological space, but I'm not sure it's the same thing 3 years ago. How was that navigating for you to stop your job and say, I'm going to pursue this business, and just some of the hurdles you found along the way?
Well, that's one of the questions I hate the most, but I will try to answer. I
I
think
figured.
about women and entrepreneurship, especially when it comes to the digital space today, it has nothing to do about being a woman entrepreneur. The digital world does not have any barriers when it comes to whether you are a man or a woman doing your business over there. I mean, today everybody has access to the internet. It's not about being a woman or a man. So the platforms are there. If you are, let's say, buying on e-commerce platforms, does it ask you if you are a woman or a man before accessing these platforms? I mean, no, there's no restriction. So why should we connect, ask question about women and women hurdles in the digital space. For me personally, I haven't seen the hurdle yet. I mean, some people will ask about flexibility, work-life balance. For me, balancing work with family responsibilities, it's a task for both men and women. So luckily, I'm married to the right person, and we manage our time effectively to pursue our goals. And I mean, who wouldn't be happy that their spouse is making progress in terms of entrepreneurial goals? And at the end of the day, it's your family's success, whether it is your family, your society, your company. So I don't agree with the point that there's a barrier when it comes to women in digital entrepreneurship.
I like that response. I was expecting a whole speech about how women have been oppressed. And, like, of course, I'm a feminist, guys. Please don't come for my head. But yeah, it kind of is getting out of hand. Let's save the women and leave the men away. Again, it goes back to something I said at the beginning of this strategy. I know you didn't want to comment on the marriage and strategy, and you don't have to comment on your marriage, but we can have a general conversation how marriage is a strategic placement, because you actually brought it back, to be honest. I was like, okay, cool, she doesn't want to talk about it. Now you brought it back. And yeah, I'm so intrigued. Why do you think marriage is a strategic placement? I know you think.
Well, I would say that every decision in your life is a strategic decision, because when you are at any phase of your life, when it comes to making a decision, you need to focus on what you wish to aim, what are your goals, and as well, what are the drawbacks. I mean, let's take, for example, the marriage part, since you brought it up. If you're married, so let's say that, suppose you are a man, you're married to a woman who really needs you at home, 9 to 5, you have a 9 to 5 job, and your objective is really like to go ahead of the game and reaching some other entrepreneurial goals, and you are not getting the support. So that will create a big hurdle in your life, in your company goals, in your entrepreneurial goals. So at the end of the day, it will impact both your personal and professional lives. So that's my point of view on strategic decisions. So what you're learning when you are, I mean, reading about strategy and how to plan your goals, your aim, it's not only about your business. It's as well as your, it's for your personal life as well. We went through that during our classes, Akai. It was about the vision and mission. You have your own vision and mission. Same, you have your company goals, you have your company vision and mission, and you as a person, you need to set your own vision and mission. So I think for me, you need to have a plan, a strategic plan for yourself, for your life as well. That's my point on it.
I agree. That was such a smart way of getting out of it, by the way. Yeah, but I also agree. Definitely the reason why I love you. I agree because I'll take it back to relationships. I have no answer. I have been in relationships. It's obvious. Hi, family, if they listen to this. So I have been in relationships, right? And I talk about my vision and goals. And you know some of them because I've said them out loud in class, and even when we are speaking as individuals and friends. And every time you meet somebody you like, or I like, as then we start talking about the future and where I see myself. Every time it doesn't align, I just know I'm not going to change my mind, and I wouldn't want this to be a problem in a relationship from the get-go. And I knew from the very beginning that we're not aligned, because my visions are too big to just be shifted because I'm in a relationship. There's compromise, there is stepping back, but yeah, you should know when the best period of your life should be. And it's like kind of sounds like one of my mentors saying everything you do is a reflection, is adding up to what you want to become. So it's just important to know it's a strategic placement. And one of my lecturers also used to say, have a SWOT analysis about your life. Everything you do, like everything, we did strategic management, right, in university. And everything we learned in strategic management about business, she would always say, Aka, get those principles and analyze them in your personal life. And yeah, I don't think a lot of people ever think about strategy that way. And this is why it wasn't about marriage or anything and partners. It's just how do you implement some of the principles you learn in business, or just some of the principles you might come across on social media in your life to just make sure you are aligned. And also, guys, you know why the richest people are still rich? Because they marry each other. I said it. I said it. I just had to say it out loud. We're coming to the end of our podcast, and because you are my other special somebody, I want to give you an opportunity to ask me a question.
So my question for you, Akal, you talk about, you asked me the question regarding women and challenges. Have you faced a challenge, and how did you overcome the challenge?
Ah,
I
women and
mean, when it
challenges.
comes to especially entrepreneur or digital, anything like that. So have you faced a challenge?
I was just so for me, I did start working early, like at 15, right? So I was volunteering
Wow.
for different organizations, and one of the challenges I have faced was people thinking I sleep to the top. Like, and that's always with women, right? Because I was never good at the academic side of life. And this is me trying to find another alternative of making it in life, because I did already decide that I'm gonna be rich, guys. Either way, come rain, come sunshine. I say this all the time. And even at a young age, people making an assumption that one of the reasons why you get that opportunity is because maybe had sex with somebody to get the opportunity, doesn't, like, it never added up as I went up. And then it actually grows when the more you grow, it grew to you're only able to do that because you're pretty. It never occurred I'm competent. It never occurred I had experience. It never occurred I'm good at something. So that has been something I've had challenges with over the years, is your pretty face. Maybe that's the only reason why you're getting that contract. Your pretty face. And now that I'm actually going into the digital space, I haven't had any challenges. And this might be one of the projects we're working on. Who knows, guys? We'll let you know. But you and I have projects coming up, and I haven't entirely gone into the digital space, but I am transitioning into that. But mostly, my biggest challenge as a woman and now as an entrepreneur has been, are you getting those contracts because you had sex with somebody? Oh, because you're pretty. Not because I'm smart enough and I'm good enough. So I had to battle with that. I get to think twice about stuff, and even my decisions are based on that, to say, what would people think? Anyway, that was the old me. Now it's more of, interesting, because I had to have a conversation with somebody to just. Because a lot of stuff happened, right? And I'll call my siblings and I'll just go like, you won't believe what just happened to me and what somebody said, right? Because sometimes it's the connections you have, and people would wonder, how did you get that? Oh, I really do know that uncle, guys. So yeah, it's one thing I've had to have a challenge with, but I also had to change the narrative, because yeah, I really can't always go on and think of what people think about me. I would not prosper. So just having a close circle of friends, a close circle of community that speak for you in rooms, that are your champions. And that's why I like things like fellowships like Yali, because you get to create connections and relationships with people, right? So when you get to work with those people, they speak for you in different rooms. So I just decided to change my strategy on how I get clients, because I'm not a big organ, my company is not so big, so we're not yet there. So people are not just coming directly, and they don't have to speak directly to me. I still have to talk to the clients, have a relationship, and I'll probably still have that for like 5 more years before I have a big stuff. So yeah, like fellowships like that make you have connections with different people and relationships, and that makes things a little easy in how you navigate contracts and relationships. So I think that has been my biggest challenge so far. And it's also a biggest blessing because I also just don't you stop caring about a lot of stuff, honestly. And it also kind of feels like I'm not gonna talk about it, but yeah, it's like been one of my biggest challenges so far.
All right. Just for me to add, I think what you said is really, I have heard other stories like this. For me, my take on it on this is like a strong leadership, strong digital leadership is really crucial in overcoming these stereotypes, let's say. So I have some quick points that I can add it to end our conversation. So for this part, my take on digital leadership, it will be as a leader. Firstly, as a leader, you need to lead by example. So you need to demonstrate professionalism, confidence, and expertise in all your online publications. Whatever you are saying, you need to be the lead. You need to lead by example. Secondly, it's about building strong relationship. Like you mentioned, having a strong relationship with your network, with your clients, based on trust and mutual respect can help you mitigate all these biases. Thirdly, you can create a supportive environment when it comes to your digital environment, I mean, when it comes to your team interaction online, your broader network, I mean, people you have met maybe in a conference or in an event. So you can easily foster a supportive environment online. Fourthly, it's about you need to stay ahead of all the industry trends, whatever industry you are in, and to continuously deliver your develop your skills. So this will not only help in delivering better results, but it will also reinforce your credibility as a business leader. And lastly, I think, yeah, lastly, you can use your online platform to advocate for changes in your industry. You can support initiatives aimed at reducing the gender bias and promote diversity and inclusion in your workplace or your industry itself. So that are the 5 points that I can say about digital leadership when it comes to entrepreneurship.
That's so cool. And it also makes me want to comment on one of them that was being an expert. There's this book called So Be So Good They Can't Ignore You by Cal Newport. Newport. Yeah, it should be Newport. And yeah, and maybe this is why I, as Aka, always want my work to speak for me. And even for you. You know what I mean? Like, the goal is to be so good they can't ignore us in this space. But this was like a very, I wasn't expecting that question, by the way. Smart. But like this is has to be like one of my favorite conversations, and it's like one of my first conversations after our break. And yeah, so we have a tradition that we are creating.
Oh.
Yes. We have the first two questions that are always the same for every guest. And our last question is, what do you look forward to?
Well, that's an interesting question to end up with. Keeping it to my job as CEO of digital market of Oxygen Digital. So I look forward to helping more businesses reach their goals and making a positive impact. I'm really excited about the endless possibilities when it comes to AI, to improve customer experiences, to make company operations smoother and help brands grow online. Right now, it's an exciting time, and those who embrace all the technologies will of course have a big advantage in the future. And digital, when it comes to digital marketing, it's a dynamic field. I can't wait to see what's next.
Great. That's the best way to end this episode. And again, thank you, Sanjana, for coming on board. And I like how you said we are having an episode, Aka. It was a done deal when we're in South Africa. And that's what I probably like about you is you're a gossip. You see something and you say, I want it. Yeah, you go straight to the point. If you want something, you get it. And it's something I'm so happy that I'm going to be learning from you all the tips and ways to navigate life in the digital space, having you in my life. So I'm really grateful you jumped on board and you're here. And yeah, so thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Aka, for this opportunity. And I look forward to your interactions on my upcoming post on LinkedIn as well. It's time to be a digital leader as well.
Thanks for
Thank
putting
you,
it out
Aka.
there. Thank you. So, guys, this is the end of our episode today. If you are listening to this, then you're at the end. And I'm hoping you enjoyed this episode so that you can share it with your friend. And please, guys, can you please subscribe or follow our social media on all our social media platforms? And subscribe to this channel on wherever you listen to podcasts. This is the Diary 101 podcast, and I'm your host, Aka. So thank you, and bye for now.